How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And this is the second anniversary of the Great Day Nation podcast. We have been doing the podcast for 2 years. Unbelievable. And on this installment, we're going to be going over classic clips from Great Day Nation.
What?
Good Times Tom Ladeau. We're going to be covering some of the most memorable moments of Great Day Nation. Isn't that great?
Well, I mean, I don't really think people care about the anniversary of the show. They want to talk about Elliot.
Who's Elliot?
Elliot Page.
Oh, okay. Well, that is breaking news. And it's funny you mention breaking news, because the very first Great Day Nation was a breaking news episode. We talked about the passing of George H.W. Bush.
Well, no one cares about George H.W. Bush, and no one cares about the anniversary. People want to talk about Elliot.
Okay, but, I mean, what does Elliot have to do with a 2-year anniversary of a podcast?
It's... Get it through your head. Elliot Page is the top story. It's the hot story. We have to talk about it.
That's right, my friend. What the heck? Why is Dominic Taylor here?
Yes, that's right. This is Dominic Taylor, and have you read your Bible today? Because a little bit of the Bible every day keeps the devil away.
Well, Dominic Taylor, who invited you?
Well, it was your cohort over there, Good Times, Tom Ladeau.
Yes, that's right. I thought that a man of the Lord can talk about Elliot Page and what she did. Or he. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, you misgendered. See? You want to talk about it, but you're not even prepared to talk about it. Aren't you ashamed?
I just want to get the best numbers possible. And the best numbers are tied to what people are talking about. So let's talk about this thing.
What do you mean, this thing?
Elliot Page.
I don't think she would, or, oh gosh, now I did it.
Yeah, see, you're insensitive. I think you have to go to sensitivity training.
Elliot Page, he would like to have his privacy respected. Why are we going through this?
Dominic Taylor here, and I just want to say that in the eyes of the Lord, what Elliot Page did is a grave sin.
What do you mean a grave sin? I mean, transitioning from... identifying as a woman to identifying as a man, I don't think that's a sin.
What the book of Exodus says, the second book of the Bible. If you read Proverbs 6:16-19, there is a discussion of the six things that the Lord strongly dislikes. One of them is a lying tongue. A false witness who breathes out lies is another. And I just think that what Elliot Page did is very sinful, because he lied.
How did he lie?
What he did was he competed for movie awards as a woman, knowing the whole time that he was a man.
Yeah, don't you find it strange that Elliot Page would allow himself to be nominated and much less win and accept an award as an actress? I mean, the Austin Film Critics Association Awards gave Elliot Page the Best Actress Award for Juno. There's a lot of other cases. The Detroit Film Critics Society Awards gave Elliot Page Best Actress for Juno. The Gemini Awards 2004. Regenesis Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Phil Collins. Regenesis has nothing to do with Phil Collins. And I think that's very important because I'm a big Phil Collins fan, as you are, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, I know, but that's a whole other topic altogether, and you're all over the road. So what you're saying is that Elliot Page competed for acting awards as a woman, and in doing so, essentially lied to everyone.
That's exactly right. In the eyes of the Lord, you must be truthful. And if you are someone who identifies as a man or feels that you are a man, if you are competing in the best actress category, you are lying. And lying in the eyes of the Lord is a sin. Why is this so hard for you to get?
Well, I just think that we should be respectful of Elliot Page, celebrate what he has done in terms of a career.
Well, wait a second. I mean, Elliot Page said that when Elliot identified as a woman, that she was a lesbian. Now, how can a man be a lesbian?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's so much here. It's a web of deception, really.
Well, when someone is going through these, I don't want to say issues.
Yeah. You're telling us to be sensitive, and you're calling it an issue.
But, I mean, when someone is going through such dramatic internal thoughts and feelings and emotions about their identity, I think it's difficult to publicly say what you're really feeling at that point in time. So maybe Elliot did not feel comfortable saying he was trans and identified as a man, and wanted to be called Elliot.
Dominic Taylor here.
We know, Dominic.
This is Dominic Taylor. And have you read your Bible today?
Dominic, you already asked that.
Yeah, and you didn't answer. So I'm assuming you didn't read it because you are a heathen, just like Elliot Page.
Well, I think we should all come together, support Elliot during this process.
Well, shouldn't she return the awards that she won?
You just misgendered entirely in that sentence.
Well, I mean, if you're someone who accepts a Best Actress Award, you're saying you're a woman, and if you're not a woman, why are you accepting the award? That would be like you accepting Best Podcast Host Award when everyone knows you're not a good podcast host.
Yeah, so that's right. I think Good Times Tomlino has a good point there.
Oh, so you don't think I'm a good podcast host?
Well, all I'm saying is that if Great A Nation was focused on the Lord and on the Bible, it would have many more downloads.
I respectfully disagree with that.
And that is why you are going to purgatory.
Well, Great A Nation, I definitely don't think Elliot Page should turn in any of the awards that he won. He won fair and square.
What do you mean fair and square? He's competing As a woman. That's like an unfair advantage.
What do you mean an unfair advantage?
Well, I mean, if you're someone who is a man and you're competing as an actress, you have an advantage because men are naturally better actors.
Oh, that is not true at all. Dominic Taylor here, and good times, Tom Lano has a good point. I think that it's almost like a situation where you have a ringer. You have a ringer trying to exploit the situation. If you are a man and you compete against other women, you're going to have an advantage. And that applies in basketball, baseball, and acting. Men are better actors than women.
Well, that's a whole other thing altogether. And I don't believe that's the case. And really, what is it with the two of you and your fixation on Elliot Page? I wanted to do a second anniversary episode of Grady Nation, and all you two seem to want to do is talk about Elliot Page. Elliot Page. Is it really a matter of the both of you thinking that she...
Who's the jerk now?
If it's a matter of him being Elliot Page now, and both of you having questions about your sexuality.
So that's how you're gonna play this dirty pool?
This is Dominic Taylor, and I cannot believe that you would make such an accusation to say that because I found Ellen Page very sexy. Now that Elliot Page is here, that somehow I'm questioning my sexuality. I take great offense to. Actually, I think that it's even a sign that what Elliot did is deception and sinful. I mean, if you're going to parade as a cute lesbian girl, and you end up being a strapping young buck, this is a problem.
A strapping young buck? I don't know if Elliot Page can be described in that way.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand this at all.
Why are you getting sad about it?
Well, I would touch myself to Ellen Page.
Okay. I'm not surprised by that. I'll say that.
I would touch myself, and now that she is a he, it makes me think, was I doing stuff to myself? To a man all along. Now I'm confused.
This is Dominic Taylor here.
Dominic, we know.
This is Dominic Taylor here. And what Good Times Tom Lano is speaking about is demonstrative of the level of deceit that Elliot Page has engaged in. Elliot masqueraded as a woman, getting the hearts of men all over the place, when all along Elliot knew that she was really a he. So she was, well, oh, now I'm confused.
Yeah, see, it's not very easy, and you should be sensitive.
Well, if Elliot Page made things easier and just kept this to herself, it would have been a good thing.
Well, I mean, again, you misgendered her like a whole bunch of times there, and saying that Elliot should keep it to himself is so disrespectful. It is his life. What Elliot wants to do, he can do.
Oh, so he can rob a bank?
No, you know what I mean. In terms of how he wants to identify, it should be his choice, his rights, and we should be supportive no matter what.
But I don't know if I'm in the guise now, because I would pump off to Elliot.
Okay, you were doing that when Elliot identified as a woman.
Yeah, but if she was a he the whole time, what does that mean?
All right, Great A Nation, this is really some anniversary.
This is Dominic Taylor here, and the only way to celebrate an anniversary is the anniversary of Jesus Christ, and December 25th is around the corner. This is Dominic Taylor here, and what you just heard was Mr. Thomas touching himself to a picture of Elliot Page.
That's not true. Great A Nation, I really do thank all of you for supporting the podcast these last 2 years. And we're going to keep going strong, keep releasing new episodes. Hopefully, you support us along the way.
And hopefully you send some money.
All right. I knew you were going to mention something about money. Thank you, Great A Nation. Be well. We'll get in touch with you again soon.
This is Dominic Taylor signing off.
Enough, Dominic.